Services were held in Downingtown this morning for Pennsylvania State Police Corporal Timothy O'Connor Jr. WHYY's Eric Nixon tells us more about his memorial.
The 40-year-old was shot and killed in the line of duty while conducting a traffic stop in Chester County earlier this month. Acting Commissioner of the Pennsylvania State Police, Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens, told the crowd at St. Joseph's Church that O'Connor was a leader.
That leadership included mentoring young troopers, encouraging youth to consider a career in law enforcement through the Camp Cadet program, and volunteering as a member of the 1st Westchester Fire Company. For more than 15 years, Corporal O'Connor wore the uniform or carried the badge of the Pennsylvania State Police with honor.
O'Connor's wife, Casey O'Connor, praised him as a father.
We spent 15 years building a loving relationship and a beautiful life. Tim really embodied the motto, happy wife, happy life, doing everything he could to provide us with happiness.
The assailant who killed O'Connor then turned the gun on himself. Eric Nixon, WHYY News.
To politics now. Republican Andrea Vurabich was elected the new state representative for Altoona and its suburbs. Vurabich, a former staffer for Congressman Glenn Thompson, campaigned on pro-Second Amendment and anti-abortion platforms. She beat Democrat Caleb McCoy in a special election yesterday for a heavily Republican district. The candidates were campaigning to replace Republican Lou Schmidt, who left the seat after being elected judge in Blair County's Court of Common Pleas. Vurabich won't have too much time to celebrate her victory. She'll have to run again in the Republican primary this spring, ahead of November's general election, for a full two-year term. Blue skies and a few clouds over Philadelphia on this Wednesday afternoon. Chilly outside, 40 degrees. By later on this evening, we're down into the 30s and below freezing by around 11 p.m.